This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hour of the Will Survival Show here on RBN. We have Chance on the line in West Virginia. Go ahead, gentlemen.
Okay, Chance, go ahead and continue with your thoughts, buddy.
Yeah, I don't go into the cities in Virginia. I like the small communities in Virginia, little farming communities. I love them, and I'm only about, 100 miles north of Roanoke. But the cities in Virginia, and the cities in Virginia have all, Fairfax County, for instance, I've heard there was 150 different languages spoken, and this is just in Fairfax. Yeah, just in Fairfax County. So, Richmond, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Roanoke, well, I'm just north of Roanoke. I'm down in southern West Virginia, but I don't go into the cities. Like I said, the small farming communities I love, though. So Virginia is quite a paradox. This is why I couldn't understand, but then in a way I sort of could have, but how they turned so left. And you were saying, Rick, before you went to break, I'd like your opinion.
No. Well, actually, what it is, like I said, I was listening to a guy by the name of John Mark on YouTube. Not that I agree with his views. I really don't in most cases. However, the charts from the Census Bureau are what they are. The demographics, especially along the coast and in the major cities in Virginia, have changed tremendously. A huge influx of immigrants, not necessarily from outside the United States, but from inside to also. People of color, not that that's a bad thing. I'm biracial myself. But the demographics change has caused Virginia as a whole to swing left. So I think that is the issue. I won't call it a problem. People have a right to vote for what they want. I do not believe they have a right to vote to override the Constitution if they're going to be part of the United States.
Well, that's going to be why they want to get rid of the Electoral College. That's got to go, and they want these people in the larger cities to basically tell all the rest of us how we should be doing things.
And that won't work.
Isn't it ironic, gentlemen, that the state of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Madison, Monroe completely flipped over? Isn't that mind-blowing in a sense?
Yes.
Well, yes and no. I was looking at this interesting thing. It was it's a cycle. Let's see if I can repeat it. It's hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. And weak men create bad times, hard times. So I believe is it amazing? It seems to be the human condition, I think.
Yeah, but nevertheless, I'm proud of those sheriffs in Virginia, though, that are taking a stand. That really impressed me, I have to admit. I have to give credit where credit's due. Well, I'm going to let you folks go, and I wish all you folks a very Merry Christmas now.
Same to you, Chance. You and your family, hope you have great holidays and a fantastic and prosperous New Year.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, Rick, we don't have any callers waiting on the line.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and get into what you want to talk about today? We're already into the second hour, so go for it, buddy.
Yeah, I've got all kinds of interesting stuff that I put together regarding cool weather crops, the solar minimum, and et cetera. But let's talk about Sally Addy and what she was able to achieve by controlling while she went. There is a fascinating YouTube video. It's short. I think it's 14 minutes and 4 seconds, I think. You can skip the last 4 seconds, but I want you to look at the first 14 minutes. It's called What's the Point? Why Meditate? Change Your Brain's Default Mode. And we're talking about meditation, which, and as Tim mentioned, I brought it up on John Moore's show yesterday, but I just barely grazed it.
Right.
Here's the deal. Meditation is not a religious endeavor. It is a kind of a purely physical one, but it's physical is mental. Yeah, and you can be any religion and meditate. And as I think I mentioned last week, the reasons why you might want to consider a meditation, here are some of them, not all of them, but some of them. It always causes stress reduction. And, you know, the problem with your life is you say, well, okay, look, I'm just going to avoid stressful situations. No, you're not. No, life tends to be stressful, especially with a deep state running around loose. It boosts self-esteem, and you think, well, that is not important to me. My wife asked me once, "What if I could do something for humankind, what would I do?" And I said, I would give everybody the ability to have good self-esteem and or, to put it another way, for them to see themselves the way God sees them, okay? That would stop 95% of the problems we have right now in one day. It is an exercise in depression avoidance. It increases your attention span immeasurably. You get better sleep. It is very useful for pain control. Your memory, not just your long-term memory, but your short-term memory is increased dramatically. There are amazing physical changes that take place when you meditate, and you're only meditating for 15 to 20 minutes. One of the things, if you're getting it right, you'll notice that you flush up. It's like somebody turned the heat up where you're sitting. And we'll go through how this is done. It's very simple. And I'll describe it later. I used to.
Rick, before we do that, buddy, we've got a caller.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and get him in while there's time. Let's go to Michael in New York on line 5. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Same
morning,
to you.
Thank
you, sir.
Always make sure, guys, it's Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. That's a good way to get under the enemy's skin because they do not like that either.
I was going to thank Chance for not telling me Happy Holidays, but I didn't do it.
You bet. I have a cross now. I made a cross when I display in the front of the house. Last year I put a beautiful cross together and I light it up with red, white, and blue lights at nighttime. And I know whenever they come around here, they got the message loud and clear. You betcha. They do not like that, and I love that. But regarding the previous call of Virginia, the census, you know, when Obama, Barry Satoro, the boy from Kenya, when he was president and they ran that census through us, they used that data against us. That's when all of a sudden you've seen all the demographics change everywhere. They took that data and they said, oh my God, we got to start infiltrating all these areas. It's too American. We got to bring these foreigners in all over. And that's when it really started, became obvious. And, you know, regarding the fact that the states, all our states here, were being overwhelmed in such a way, I realized a while back with our governor election here, we had our county supervisor ran against Mussolini Cuomo for governor. And
right.
I didn't think he had a chance. I really didn't think he had a chance at all. But lo and behold, he took 45 of 61 counties in our state. So technically, he won. You know, so Hillary Clinton complaining that she won, but the Electoral College is bad, and therefore she lost because she had the popular vote. We need the Electoral College in all the states. Then they won't be able to get away with what they've been doing to us, because the rest of the counties that are more rural and more conservative American can there will be equity against the concentrated cities that are loaded with un-American activity and what we call Democrats today primarily. And
right.
And so I will, you know, that's something nobody's talking about out there in politics. And we have
right.
to demand an electoral college in every state election.
Well, that would be great, but it's going to have to be done state by state. Here in Missouri, for example, Michael, we had, you know, this is a farming, agricultural state, predominantly by area, not by population. We had an anti-animal cruelty bill passed here. Oh, it's been 5 or 6 years ago. Rick, do you remember how long ago it was?
No, but I'm going to say it's 4 or 5 years ago.
That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, Michael, what happened was Kansas City, Springfield, Missouri, and St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis.
All voted for this bill. And I looked at Secretary of State's website. Those three counties were blue on the map, and every single other county in Missouri was red. In other words, red being against it, but the law still mm-hmm. passed. You know, what does it do? It hurts agriculture. It hurts cattle and pig farmers. That's what it really did. But these people in the city, as Ori will attest to, literally don't even know what cows are for. They literally don't. They believe their hamburger comes from the grocery store, and they have no idea where it comes from before that. Am I correct, Lori?
This is true. The youth of today do not know where their food comes from. They just assume it comes from a grocery store. And when you ask them, well, where does the grocery store get it from? They'll tell you another grocery store. And they'll keep going until they get to a warehouse. And when you get down to the last question of, well, where does the warehouse get it? They have no idea. So they have no idea that cow stand in the pasture is for their hamburger and their steaks and, you know, or the roast, or the pig is for their bacon, or sausage. You know, they really don't know. So it's sad. It really is.
Yeah, and that's the essence of why this law passed.
Yes, and again, you know, it's the concentration of demographics and voting the populace at large that's spread out. And that's why they had the Electoral College at the national election, but surprisingly, they didn't demand it on all the states. And yes, you know, to make it happen now in all the states, that's going to be a heck of a lot of work, and there will be nothing but resistance to let that happen for this very reason.
Right.
But there's, you know, that's how they're really getting away with a lot of this treason and takeover hijacking of our country through the state elections. And then, of course, there's the other factor when it comes to voting. For example, years back in New York and in California, for example, we were asked to vote on whether or not we would allow homosexuals to get married. California overwhelmingly voted no. So did New York. But the judges said, no, we don't care. we're going to let them get married anyway. And so we also have to, we also have that problem with our voice not being acknowledged, our rights not being acknowledged when we say yes or no to a particular subject that's being presented to us that's going to affect our whole country. And so, yeah, it's all outrageous. But, you know, the bottom line to it all, too, is when you look at how people dress today, right, and you listen to a lot of the modern music they're pumping out there, and you know there's not much time left. When I look at footage, like, of an old baseball game, professional baseball game back in the 60s or the late 50s, in the stadium, everybody was well-dressed. Everybody.
Yes.
And a lot of those people were not financially well off, but they all had a sport coat or a suit, a tie, even a hat. And then when you, like in New York City, you look at the footage, or even around here. Yes. And even around here, when I look at old photos going back a long time ago, about early 1900s, everybody was elegantly dressed in public. Everybody. The women were very ladylike dressed. It was beautiful. And, boy, did they destroy all that on us, too. Now when you go out and you look how people are dressed, I'm like, my God, how do you go out like that? Where is your self-respect, my God? And then the music. Holy dear. I just let them know, get that crap out of here, because I don't tolerate that. I will not listen to that crap if it's around me. I let them know. And, you know, I'm a musician. I'm a professional musician, and I play Spanish guitar, classical, piano, and also I do modern music, but it's really music. Mm-hmm. And so when I hear any nonsense like that, it's like, it's just really sad, because I know it's a major indicator that this, it's all over. It'll be a miracle from heaven to turn it all around at this stage.
No, I agree. Go ahead, Rick.
Oh, yeah, Michael. Yeah, fascinating on the musical end. Take a look at a YouTube video. It's a Mary Spender, who apparently she's out of Britain, but she is showing everybody a lava carbon fiber guitar with what's called Free Boost. It's got a microphone and effects in it. I've got one sitting in the hallway right there that just showed up yesterday. Wait till you see what this thing does. It's going to blow your mind.
Well, you know, Rick, it's interesting. Right now, that's all great. That's, you know, as long as you use it properly and make beautiful sounds with it, that's all that matters. But, you know, like for me,
I take guitar lessons, Mike. I'm not screwing around.
Yep, and great. And so for me, like I'm a, as a musician for modern music, I'm a purist. So my roots are the pure classical and Spanish guitars. So, for example, I have two high-end Spanish guitars from Spain, from a luthier that's been making guitars since the late 1700s, of the family. Okay, so when you want a real guitar, that's who you go to, because nobody knows how to make a guitar better than them. And
well, so you got Dutch strings, and you're well into three figures. Yeah. You're probably what, a couple thousand bucks a piece for those?
Way more than that. We're talking, you know, the top of the line. Now he's got lower line, but I got his top of the line classical and his top of the line flamenco. And they're not guts anymore. They're all nylons, and they really, the technology on that is amazing. The sounds are incredible. You know, no matter where you play, everybody pays it close attention.
Right.
It's such beautiful.
Michael, we got a break. You're welcome to hold on.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer, it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call, it's the happy.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Welcome back to the Rural Survivor Show here in RBN. We are speaking with Mike in New York right now. Okay, gentlemen, you want to go ahead?
Mike, I need you to store up some guitar strings for the Great Collapse. You've got plenty of guitar strings.
Oh, that's part of the inventory, Rick. Along with food, you.
Yeah, got it.
You bet. And
when the electric goes down, you got to have a way to occupy those long winter evenings.
All the time, late at night?
Yep.
Yes, that's the beauty of the acoustics.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I don't suppose you ever spent any time messing around with the Malaguena.
Of course, that's under the repertoire. On piano, as well. Because Ernesto Lecuona, he wrote that on piano. Phenomenal, phenomenal piece. You can play that. You can play pretty much anything. You see, these guys, like when it comes to music, like anything else, any trade, if you want to get good at it, you got to study by the masters because they did it all. And
right.
Then from there, you as an individual, express your own music, mm-hmm. But you keep drawing on, the skills will be there because the masters did
right.
Everything you could do with that instrument, they already did it. And, their music is just, it's music. It's stunning. No matter where you go, when people hear those kind of numbers, yes, it is. It's incredible. And their talent was, totally, genius. And the blessing to be able to.
You can't walk into a wedding anymore without hearing Paco Bell's Canon. I mean, it's just going to be there. It is.
That's good to hear. That's an appropriate number for weddings. That's good to hear that you still come across that a lot. That's a beautiful sound. Really nice. And, these guys, these guys were pure talent. And it's our duty as musicians to keep that alive too. So that, like when kids and other people, when they hear this kind of music, they're stunned because a lot of times today they'd never heard it before. And, kind of music on a Spanish guitar, classical piano. And so then they realize, wow, they have a new reference point for music. Then when they listen to a lot of this modern stuff, they got a reference point and realize, well, now there's talent out there, and there's a lot of good music today, modern, but they don't get a chance because the controllers of the industry do not want quality music out there. They want this garbage out there because it is
you have a point.
Destructive to the culture.
It is destructive. It is bad news. If half your vocabulary or half your lyrics is four letter words, there's something wrong with your imagination, and there's something wrong with the song.
I absolutely agree.
And then correlate that to their dress. The way they dress and present themselves, that's not coincidence, you see, because it's destructive. That music is totally destructive, and they know that. Quite a while back on John Moore's show, I called in because talking about this particular topic, and I said, as a musician, in the old days, if I heard a beautiful song, I went out and bought the sheet music. You don't see that anymore. Because the modern music has no sheet music because it isn't music. It's hilarious. It's that bad, right? Now, also, Americans today don't know, but in the 30s, for example, in the 20s, into the 30s, all through the 30s, when you went into a music store, it was a big store. There were pianos in there, and they had composers on those pianos. You could walk in and say, hey, I need a score for this song. You'd sing it. He composed it right on the spot, write it out in everything right on the spot. That's how much talent used to be around.
They killed all that. It is frightening to watch this guy scribble out something while he's listening to a YouTube. It is maddening, too. It's irritating, it's embarrassing, it's frustrating, but I got to appreciate that kind of talent. It's something.
It's admirable. Yeah, it's good. It's real talent. It's a divine talent. Talents are divine. They're blessings. They're divine, and they know that.
So it's meant to be shared. Yeah, and so it should be. It should be shared. So at some point on this show, I'm going to need 60 seconds of Al Guaino. Okay.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I said it's that kind of gift is to be shared, and so at some point I'm going to need from you 60 seconds of the Malibu.
Sure.
If it's a give us a song, yeah.
There's, oh yeah, definitely.
Say,
yep.
Give us a song.
Sure, we'll do that.
All right, killer. That's killer.
I can't right now because I'm in the middle of some other work.
No,
but I'll call back and I'll give you Malibu. I'll give it to you on the piano.
Sure.
On the piano, it's greater than the guitar. The guitar, there's some really great arrangements from Malaguena on the guitar, but on the piano, it's like, wow. Just amazing.
I will take whatever gift you want to hand up.
Well, I'll be more than happy to turn everybody on to Malaguena by Ernesto Lacuona, and that'll be my treat. I'm just happy to be able to play it. That's all. Quick, gentlemen, everybody listening can appreciate what we're saying here, how critical music is, real music, to the culture. When Europe was coming out of the Dark Ages, which lasted for a couple centuries at least, people were totally ignorant. Right. It was literally the Dark Ages, as they call it. And then suddenly, there was the Renaissance.
Right.
Okay. And suddenly, the Renaissance, there was prodigies everywhere. Art, in all the
art. Art, music,
everything.
Music
is an art. All the arts, all sciences are art. Okay? Technically, they're arts. And so, there were prodigies in all the arts, flourishing all of a sudden. Now, how did that happen?
How did that happen?
Music. The music came first. There was suddenly an emergence of this new music. It was called Baroque today. And all of a sudden,
okay,
from
guys,
that music...
Guys, let me interrupt. We got a break. You know, we'll finish this up after the break. 1-800-313-94.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree.
And welcome back to the Little Survival Show, ladies and gentlemen. You gentlemen want to finish up your conversation?
Yes, thank you. I'll sum it up real quick. Yes, I am. Thank you for letting me sum this up for you. So they know, the enemy knows, the dark forces understand music sets the culture. Music first, then the culture follows. Life is imitating the music. They know that. And so it's not coincidence that we are in a deteriorated state as a civilization in our culture here compared to how it was, because the music that they're blaring out everywhere, okay, that's what's influencing and stimulating the culture to deteriorate as well. They know that. So with the Renaissance, it's a fact that the music appeared suddenly, and then all of a sudden, the prodigies appeared. And then the what we call the Renaissance, where all of a sudden, from a dark age into a mini golden age, began out of nowhere. The music did that. And if we're able to get control over the industry again, and the radio stations, and like the music you're playing now, any real music that has a positive, makes you feel good. That's the bottom line, you see? It makes you feel good. It stimulates you in a positive way. When you hear a lot of this crap coming out of the airwaves, it's irritating beyond belief. It's unnerving, and it's very negative. It's negative energy. So they saturate the environment with negative energy, and hence everything corresponds accordingly to the negative energy, especially the young generations that are still like sponges absorbing it all.
Right. Well, Michael, do you remember that science experiment they did where they played heavy metal and put a plant in front of that speaker, and it killed that plant,
sure.
And they took another plant, and they did classical music, and that plant flourished. I think heavy metal can do a little more than kill plants. I think it's also not good for young, budding humans either.
Yes, that's right. And they were the same plants, too, by the way, the same identical type plant, and they were fed the same light, the same water, the same nourishment. The only difference was the music exposure. And the heavy metal, especially with that deep bass, it can hard boil an egg if it's in proximity for long enough. That's, it coagulates protein. Okay, they know that too.
It was an expensive experiment. Those were marijuana plants they used, and it cost them, big time. Oh, I'm kidding. All right.
That's good. That's funny. But, I mean, that's a prime example, Rick. Thanks for bringing that up, because then that, again, demonstrates the impact of music on life forms in the environment itself. And so it's science, no disputing those facts, and they know that. And that's why, again, we're being exposed, constantly bombarded with just crap sounds that are irritating and unnerving all over the place.
I agree with you. It's just another, there's no shortage of imagination in a deep state who desperately wants to control everything, everybody, every financial transaction, what you eat. It's just insane. It's literally the Matrix or Hunger Games combined.
I'll say last, gentlemen, and thank you, and Lori, God bless everybody, and God bless the United States Constitutional Republic forever. But they not only want to control it, they want to reduce it down to caveman level. That's what they really are going after. Yep. Okay, well, thanks a lot for your time. I'll get back to you on the Malaguena number in the near future.
Oh, yes.
And in the meantime, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. We'll stop whatever we're doing when you're ready.
Absolutely.
Great. I look forward to it.
All right.
Okay, thank you for your call, buddy. Greatly appreciated. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Okay, Rick, we don't have any callers waiting.
Thanks, Mike.
Let's go ahead.
Well, that was fascinating. I always enjoy that. You know, interestingly enough, my parents met at the St. Louis College for Music, and my birth certificate is funny. It says first of all, the funny part is that I was born, but on the backside, it says that my mother is a piano teacher and my father an opera singer, which was a stretch, but it was sort of true. That was he sang in vaudeville, and my mother gave piano lessons. But it was just a match made in heaven. But music is a wonderful thing. Meditation. So when you, if you successfully meditate, you will notice that you're getting warm. Not uncomfortably warm, just warm. And the reason for this is it causes a certain metabolic change, which is this. And this is why it's so doggone good for your brain and for your organs. Your heart rate slows, but your blood flow increases. Now, if you're doing the math, you're going to say, that can't happen, or what the heck are you talking about? You're doing your math wrong. No, I'm not. What happens is that your heart will slow down, but all of your capillaries and everything, your veins, expand, and they let large amounts of blood flow freely, which so even though your blood flow increases, your blood pressure is dropping, and your heart rate is dropping. And that has the effect of cleaning up your brain and all of your vital organs. So then, of course, there's in the stress relief, you're going to have the dropped cortisol. Cortisol is what makes all human beings miserable. It causes fat around your middle, depression, memory loss, bad sleep, anxiety. And regular meditation actually beats any known form of psychotropic drug or psychological treatments that has been tried. In all college studies, it always wins. So, you know, but it does take, you know, 15, 20 minutes a day. If you really like it, you do it twice a day. And so before we run out of time, let me tell you how this is done. I'm not going to continue to put lipstick on the pig here. There are entire books which I've read that describe the effects and never tell you how to do it. We're not going to do that. So what you're going to do is there are a few basic do's and a couple don'ts. Grab a pen or a pencil. I prefer pencil. What you're going to do is you're going to find a quiet place to sit down, not lay down, sit down, take your shoes off. Try to find a place where you're not going to get interrupted for 15 to 20 minutes. Although, tell you the truth, people who are good at it can do this in a train station. But for now, let's just follow my silly rules. What you're going to do is you're going to touch your thumbs to your forefinger, and you're just going to feel that sensation. You're going to close your eyes, all right? And you're going to look out through your eyelids, and you're going to focus on just two things, the pressure between your fingers and your thumb, and you're going to look out through your eyelids, and you'll see light, and you're going to wait. Well, Rick, what am I supposed to be waiting? You're not supposed to be waiting for anything. You're just waiting, okay? That in itself produces a state of calm. And what's going to happen is you're going to find very quickly, within half a minute, 60 seconds, you're going to find your monkey brain. And what your monkey brain is going to want to do is it's going to want to run amok. It's going to want to talk to you about the stupid things you've done in the past and how horrible you are. It's going to want to talk about how you should be worried about tomorrow. You're not going to allow that. Every single time this starts, and it will, although as you get better, it will happen less frequently. Every time this monkey brain starts, you just bring yourself back to where you were, inside your head, looking out through your eyelids, looking at the light, and you're waiting. You're simply waiting. All right? What I like to do is then take that consciousness that is inside my head, and I like to go straight down, like an elevator, down to somewhere around my solar plexus or my belly button, somewhere in there. You also have a chakra eye down in there. No, I'm not talking no New Age nonsense. This is thousands of years old. And I wait there because I find it's a little quieter down there. And what will happen is that you will continuously be distracted with your monkey brain. Also, if you feel an itch, scratch it. But then go right back to doing what you were doing. What you're going to find, and you say, well, is that it? Yeah, that's it. That is all there is to it. It's not a religion. It's nothing like that. What you're going to find is that all of the things that we talked about, the stress reduction, the rise in self-esteem, the drop in depression, your increased attention span, better sleep, all of this stuff is going to start coming to you in a very short period of time. You will also, in the beginning, experience some very unusual lucid dreaming. Don't worry about that. That's just you activating certain parts of your brain that you haven't really, you've kind of repressed accidentally through living in a society like ours, whatever that means. Okay? So 15 or 20 minutes, the first time I did it, I was having so much fun they had to come and get me. I went to a transcendental meditation center to get taught by one of these teachers, and it was good, it was fine. They didn't try to convert me to Buddhism or anything like that, but I did learn how it worked. And there are also some masters. This is also done widely in certain parts of the Catholic Church. I spent an entire weekend with a monk from Ava, Missouri. His name was Basil Pennington. I also spent an entire weekend with an Indian Jesuit who is also a meditation master. Fascinating stuff. But if you'll try this regularly for a couple of weeks, you actually begin to get kind of hooked on it. It releases endorphins. It's a little addicting, but if you're going to have an addiction, this might be the one. This is a good thing for you to have. You will begin to react to things in a more normal way. We did not talk about Sally Addy, did we? Sally Addy. Sally Addy was put into a sniper assault simulator with fully armed with battle rifle, the whole nine yards, gear, helmet, the whole nine yards, and was assaulted. The simulation is very stressful. It assaults you with 20 masked armed men armed with rifles and explosives. She kept panicking. She kept jamming her rifle. The whole idea was that she was going to go out with the troops. It turns out that Sally is not a soldier. Sally was a journalist, I guess a photojournalist, and apparently a very dangerous one. They put an electric device in her helmet that artificially produces a state which is like meditation. When they turned that on the second time through, she killed all 20 men. And when she got up and asked everybody how many she got, they said, "You got all 20 men." She thought the skirmish lasted a few seconds. Turns out it was a 20-minute battle where she was 100% successful.
All right,
this
Rick,
electronic helmet. Yep.
Rick, quick thing.
Yeah,
I personally know for a fact that people in combat do not need this electrical thing in their helmet. I remember the first actual life or death situation that I was in firefight wise. Everything went in slow motion, just like what you're describing. There was no fear.
Yes.
There was, I don't know how to describe it. It all went in slow motion. And I was 100% successful, as evidenced by the fact you and I are talking.
Well, right. Well, that's a situation that athletes will mimic, or soldiers, or anybody in a highly stressful situation. It is the brain's reaction to a do or die situation, but that state is also mimicked at any given moment by you. When you practice meditation, you can call that up. Other people call it being in the flow, but it is a meditative state. I think it was instructive for her to experience that so that she would believe that that sort of thing is possible. And when you're training people, you don't have years. You don't want to figure it out the first time you're in a fight. It's nice to know you can do that before you go. So I guess she's a combat photojournalist, but the point is that anyone can do it. But regular meditation is regularly practiced by the most successful people in the world.
Okay, folks, we'll be right back. Don't have any time for any more calls. We're going to wrap it up right after the break.
Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
See what I see.
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
See what I see.
A star dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With the tail as big as a kite.
And welcome back to the Survival Show, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you've enjoyed the show today. We have the last few minutes for any last thoughts. So, Rick, why don't you go first today?
Yeah, let me see if I can make this quick. First of all, I want to thank Ken, our engineer. What a marvelous job today. He's pulling some stuff out of his hat that I can't believe he found. I want to express something to the callers, and I guess I've done it before, but you know, this thing we do here, you know, when I was young, I used to seek fun and entertainment in the way that young men did, and but what I noticed was it always seemed to end in disappointment. That is to say, you know, the promises really, you know, didn't. But as I got older, I started to notice that mostly, and as I got older, it increased. The only fun I really have is in service. I'm having my most fun when I'm helping other people.
I agree.
And that becomes my big thrill now. So I'm here not for any reasons that some people might suspect, like, hey, look at me. I'm here because this is how I get my kicks. This is how I have fun now. So if you're still trying to scratch that weird itch that God put inside you, and you're looking in weird places to have fun, try service to others. Try stewardship, and I think you'll find that will scratch the itch that's bugging you. That's really all I had to say about that.
Well, I tend to agree with you there, Rick. Worry, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just want to first thank our sponsor, Extendivite, for sponsoring our show. If you haven't tried it, it's a good product. We all use it. Remind everyone, yes, the holidays are coming up, and next week's show should be fun. At least that's what the guys tell me, everyone, so you might want to
tune
in.
It will be.
I
promise. So does Rick. He just doesn't know he does.
Okay. It will be our last show before Christmas, so we hope everyone tunes in for that. Other than that, just remember the homeless, the elderly, remember our servicemen and women who can't be home. Also remember their families who stay behind to take care of the home front while they're gone. Just remember your loved ones as they're traveling. Keep them in your prayers as they arrive to and from safely. And, you know, other than that, I think that's about it.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
send in your Christmas list. We'll get you everything you want.
Say that again, Rick. I was talking. I didn't hear you.
Send in your Christmas list. We're going to get you everything you want. Email it to
me. Okay. All right, folks. I want to publicly thank my dear wife, Lori. As of Wednesday, we'll have been together for 39 years. I think we're going to stay that way for as long as we live. I sincerely hope so. Also, folks, next week's show, I think you're really going to enjoy. It's going to be a pretty special show. Yes, there will be call-ins. We'll do as best we can to take as many calls as we can. The theme of next week's show is, what does Christmas mean to you? All right, folks, we'll be back same time, same channel next week. And in closing, I want to say God bless America, and may God rest the souls of President Jefferson Davis and General Robert E. Lee. Goodbye, folks. Have a good weekend.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.